1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon. 10 degrees outside. The lake effect snow beginning to dissipate across the area. We'll see partly sunny skies and a high near 12 the rest of your Thursday. But people in far southeast Wisconsin are still feeling the lake effect snow. Forecasters say the region would get another 2 to 4 inches, bringing the total to as much as 8 to 10 inches in the Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha areas. Over 6 inches fell in parts of Milwaukee County since New Year's Eve. Racine, a little bit more, 9 inches as of last night. Here in Sheboygan, one weather spotter reported over 2 inches since midnight, but again, expected to come to an end sometime this afternoon. The National Weather Service warns drivers that lake effect snows could rapidly fall at one place, while things could be much different just a few miles away. Authorities urge drivers to be extremely careful today in southeast Wisconsin. So far in Sheboygan County, only minor traffic incidents have been reported. Apparently, conditions were too polar for many Wisconsinites to take a polar plunge into Lake Michigan on New Year's Day. We get more from Mike Kinzel.
Jacksonport in Door County only had about half its normal number of plungers yesterday as a result of the record cold temperatures for the event. In Kenosha, they actually canceled the plunge amid forecasts of heavy lake effect snow. In Milwaukee, hundreds of people did take their New Year's plunge into Lake Michigan, although a sheriff's deputy there was trying to encourage people not to. Here in Sheboygan, about 200 people braved sub-zero wind chills and took the plunge off to Land Park with several hundred watching. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
Police in West Allis have a man in custody after a four-hour standoff yesterday. Officers were called to the home just after 5 p.m. of a report of a man with a gun causing a disturbance. He initially refused to come out but gave up around 9 p.m. The number of people killed by an assailant in 2013 in Milwaukee hit its highest point since 2005. With a fatal shooting on New Year's Eve, 106 homicides were recorded in the city last year. The number is preliminary and can change depending on several investigations. No one has yet been arrested for the New Year's Eve murder. Well, a New Year's Eve party in northern Wisconsin turned out to be someone's last party. Larry Lee has the story.
Rhinelander police say it started with an altercation outside of Sackett's Bar at around 12:30 in the morning. One person was severely injured and taken to St. Mary's Hospital. Another 48-year-old man was pronounced dead at the scene. Officers have not said if the two were fighting each other or if they were fighting one or more other people. Officers are withholding the name of the man until his family is notified. Larry Lee, WHBL News.
One person is dead after a house fire in Sun Prairie on New Year's Day. The fire broke out shortly before noon, and the victim was dead before firefighters were on the scene. Investigators have not released the victim's name, nor have they said where the person was found in the home. The Wisconsin Fire Marshal's office is assisting in the investigation. A driver who died after her car went 40 feet down an embankment into the Mississippi River in La Crosse was identified today as 21-year-old Marie Ellie Amon. La Crosse police say Amon's car went through an intersection early yesterday. It fell down the embankment and landed on its tires of an icy Swift Creek. The vehicle then turned left before it fell through the ice and became submerged. Amon's body was recovered after her vehicle was pulled from a river. An investigation continues with an autopsy scheduled for tomorrow. Solid gains in important parts of the economy. Fox News Radio Steve Taylor reports.
U.S. manufacturing continues to grow. That's a result of more orders from customers, and it is causing more hiring at factories. The Institute for Supply Management Trade Group says its latest index of manufacturing activity is 57, a little lower than a month ago, but still in the growth range. New orders and hiring are both at their highest in a couple of years. U.S. construction spending in November rose at its strongest rate in more than 4 years, says the Commerce Department.
Those old incandescent light bulbs will soon be a thing of the past. A new federal law has banned production of 60 and 40-watt bulbs as of the first of the year. 175-watt bulbs have already been banned. Sarah Plant of Wisconsin Focus on Energy says there are plenty of retailers across the state who are able to assist you in getting the new bulbs.
You can go to anywhere from your small Main Street, you know, hardware store to the larger big box retailers. We have those offerings. All you have to do is look for the Focus on Energy sticker when you're purchasing those light bulbs.
She adds that since more lights are on during the winter months, now is a good time to change out any bulbs.
We really want to encourage businesses and residents to purchase the most efficient light bulbs out there.
More Wisconsinites are signing up for the federal no-call list. FTC figures indicate Wisconsin has a 2.8% increase in registration on the federal list last year. Wisconsin has its own no-call list, but people have to sign up every 2 years. The federal list is permanent, and there is legislation pending to eliminate the state list and move everyone onto the federal list. Well, it may be hard to believe, but Sunday's wild card playoff game between the Packers and the 49ers might not be seen by half the state, including our area. Team officials said late this morning they still have around 5,500 tickets left to be sold, and if they are not sold by 3:40 today, then the NFL's blackout rule will take effect, and that prohibits the game from being broadcast in the Green Bay, Milwaukee, and Wausau television markets. Now, the NFL might grant an extension for this deadline, as they have done in the past in situations like this. Some reasons put forward for the slow ticket sales include their price, the expected weather on Sunday, and a new policy regarding season ticket holders buying playoff tickets in advance. Team officials continue to be confident that all tickets will be sold. It isn't just Green Bay, though. Games for wild card playoff in Cincinnati and Indianapolis are also facing similar situations. Turning to your weather forecast, becoming partly sunny and a high near 12, so the lake effect showers should be ending sometime today. Going to be clear tonight and a low near 12. Tomorrow, partly sunny and a high of 14. Nice warm day Saturday, but Sunday and Monday and Tuesday once again in the freezer. Currently outside, we're at 11 degrees as we head back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. I'm Rusty Melberg, WHBL News Time 1206.